Hi, Goodvach. This is Yisachar Wartell. We are steaming right along through Sefer Dvarim, although we don't want to go too fast because there's a lot of things that we don't want to miss. And just a little smattering of that is something I'm going to talk about tonight. There could be many topics. There's so much. Like Ki Teitzeh has, I think, more parsha than any other parsha in Torah. So there's so much to talk about. Before we begin, I do want to mention we actually have three sponsors for tonight. So this year is dedicated to Eloi Nishmat Sarah Rivka Bat Asher, Eloi Nishmat Meir Ben Yisrael Yitzchak, and Eloi Nishmat Sima Bat Harav Ben Zion, Rebbetzin Simi Wagner. May all of their neshamos have an aliyah. All right, let us begin. So in this week's parsha, beginning of Perek Chaf Bet, Torah states, Lo tireh et shur achicha o etzev nedachim v'italamta mehem heshev tishibem. Fairly famous Pasuk, you shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep cast off and disappear from them. Rather, you shall surely return them to your brother. Now, the wording of this pasuk is slightly awkward. Would it not be better to say maybe something to the effect of "Lo tireh et shor o etzev achicha," which is you shall not see the ox or sheep of your brother cast off? More succinct, than we know the Torah doesn't have words for no reason. So, in addition to that, would be smoother. It also doesn't necessarily need to say achicha twice. You just say achicha once. You could say lo tireh o et shor o et se achicha. You don't have to say shor achicha o et save nidachim, and then at the end of that whole pasuk, you say lo achicha. It does seem, in addition to being a little off, structurally awkward, having that word achicha there does appear grammatically unnecessary. So the Sfas Emes does pick up on this, and he notes that the phrase shor achicha, which is the ox of your brother, he interprets it as yishor achicha, which is the righteousness of your brother. Which is an expression for when your fellow Jew, meaning, i.e., your brother, strays from the proper path. And I actually heard, I apologize, I don't really heard it from, that the comparison of your brother, so to speak, to an animal, like an ox, for example, or even a sheep, is comparable to them in a certain sense behaving like animals. Although I guess in the sense of a sheep, it would be kind of more like they're followers, of obviously something improper. But whatever it is, your fellow Jew, your brother or sister, has gone a way off the proper derech, the proper path, but you want to help them. You shall not see him lose the straight and narrow path and do nothing about it. Rather, you must surely return the proper ways to him. It is important to help maintain as much as you can a religious life and to prevent a person from sinning if you're in a position to help that person, right? Again, not everybody is, but if you're in a position where you can help, and again, how to do so is a completely case-by-case basis. But if you're in a position to do so, then it's something you can do, even if it's mitigating it just a little bit, maybe like, or a little spark of inspiration, which hopefully you can set by example. Another piece is the seemingly redundant phrase, Hashav Tishibein, which again, we have plenty of instances where we have a double lashon, which usually means as a imperative, you shall surely return them. So it's a double lashon for a reason, right? That it's meant to have an emphasis. The Torah teaches us that it's crucial to direct people back onto the proper path, but you can also read it as Hashev Tishivem, you shall surely return them to do Teshuva, right? Because Teshuva literally means to return. We must not only try to convince our friends to do the right thing and to be on the proper path, but assure them that no matter what wrong they've done, they can still do Teshuva. And again, sometimes certain things about certain levels of Kapara, but ultimately, on some level at least, they could be forgiven for their mistakes, sometimes completely. Now, it should be noticed that the word save, which means his sheep, is numerically equivalent to ha'ish, the man. It is not only important to return him his belongings and return him to the proper path, but also restore him to being a human being, be to him being a man or woman. This can be meant in two ways, either referring to your brother who has now debased himself by acting as an animal and not adhering to morality, which is unique to human beings, or it could be referring to depression, where essentially one loses one's self of being and they don't really feel like a person in a certain sense. Therefore, if a person doesn't feel like they are something, then it's your job as their fellow brother to help them find themselves again and return them to their former upbeat self. Now, obviously, it's much harder if you don't have a good relationship with them, but for somebody who is very close to you, and obviously there are pragmatic ways to do it. And, obviously you want to get advice, counsel from a Rebbe or even your mother, who somebody, but, somebody who has wisdom, as to how to do it. But if you are in a place, certainly if you're in a relationship where you can help restore someone's esteem or sense of self. It is very, very important. And the Torah, if we are actually capable of it, in a sense, almost mandates it. And additionally, the pasuk says the word achich. All right, it says twice, but the first time it's connected to shor, and then it says siv. So first it mentions ox, and then it mentions sheep. So ox, which we're going to say represents not acting like an animal and straying in a moral sense, and sheep, which we're going to say is either potentially following things in a more innocent way, or alternatively, kind of just being sheepish and like losing a sense of self. So let's explain potentially what the reason is. If a person has connected to a straight and proper path and truly has faith and a strong life meaning it's associated, he's far less likely to lose the sense of self in the first place. And therefore, it's more of a need in a certain sense to try and, it's more likely that a person will stray in the form of an ox, which will be, the temptation of doing things that are potentially animalistic, than that a person will lose their sense of self. Although that obviously has changed in recent years, where we unfortunately have many, many people who are succumbing to depression and a loss of self-esteem. So I don't know if this idea is necessarily true anymore, but it is something that probably for most of history, it was more likely that people would give it to temptation than lose their sense of self. But again, that's potentially subject to a debate. Now, several psukim later, after this pasuk, the Torah states that if one animal falls from a burden, we are obligated to help the animal and its owner. The verse teaches us to come to a brother's aid, not only to help the fallen animal, but with any burden. And that includes personal problems, or even like tutoring or help, schoolwork. It depends. If we have the ability to help, regardless of what it is, we should not be discriminatory and help any brother. Any brother means any member of the Jewish people, regardless of whom or he or she is. Even if it's somebody you despise or somebody that's wicked, if you have the ability to influence them, again, assuming that you're not going to also potentially be influenced by them, you have the obligation to help. We must remember that every human being does have some good qualities, even if they are not readily apparent. And it's important to recognize these positive attributes. And even if you're having difficulty recognizing these positive attributes because they're a wicked person, it doesn't mean that you don't assist them if they're in need. Again, every case on a case-by-case basis. So we say, Kol Yisraelim, Zeh Zeh. We are all responsible. Zeh Bah Zeh. We are all responsible for one another, not only regarding Torah and mitzvot, but with all of the ups and downs in life. Ramban explains that the Torah had previously mentioned returning an animal, actually earlier in Mishpatim, which also has a tremendous amount of parshiot. I believe it's number two in all the parshiot of all of most mitzvot. So in Shemot, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Daled. So you can look that up and see how that compares. But here in Parshat Ki Teitzeh, the wording is a little bit different. Like, in fact, most of the things that we see in Dvarim, the wording is noticeably different, although fairly similar to where it is earlier in the Torah, if it appears two times. Now, in Parshat Ki Teitzeh, it speaks not of just mere straying, but that the animal was cast off, which means not only did it necessarily get lost, but it actually may have ran away from its owner, and therefore makes it even more difficult to return, because it'll be more obstinate and less likely to come back. And this teaches us two things. First, don't only return a lost object if it's convenient for you. You must make an effort, as Shev Teshuvim, you must return objects to a person or persist in aiding that person. It might not be easy. It might not be convenient. And I'm preaching to the choir too. It's true for all of us. It's not always easy sometimes to do the right thing, especially if it's going to take a lot of time. But it is something that's an ideal to try and do. Secondly, certainly if it seems difficult for us to return, right? And we certainly are starting to think about that. Certainly, you have started already for Sephardi, but even for us, the month of Elul has started. So we should already start be thinking about it, listening to the Torah about it, reading about it, even if you're not saying Slichos yet. What we can constantly not only just remind others that Hashem Tishibab, but you shall surely return, we mean it to ourselves too. We have the ability for ourselves to return. So sometimes we have to return our lost selves in whatever respect it may be, whether it's respect to relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's respect to relationship to other people, whether it's respect to ourselves. But ultimately Hashem tells us, you do teshuva, you help your brother, which in a certain sense could also be yourself, but most of the time it's other people. Hashem will listen to your prayers, and Hashem will forgive them, forgive you, and is what Hashem wants to all help each other. It is also crucial to point out that just as important to offer and help others, it is also a great mitzvah to let others help you. If somebody has the ability to help you, please do not be stubborn. If somebody offers their assistance, assuming it's coming from a genuine place, either accept it Or if you don't really need the assistance, then tell them that you appreciate their offer. Don't just cast them off like we cast off an animal, right? Cast them, be grateful, thank them. If you feel like they can possibly actually help you, take their up on, even if it's a slight chance. But if not, thank them very politely, be very appreciative, thank them for their generosity. And additionally, it should be noted that helping others onto a proper path does not mean to force them. That is extremely important to remember. We don't force people. We have to influence people in a positive and endearing and caring manner. We want to set examples. We just want to be respectful. And every person needs to be approached in their own way. And it depends also with the type of relationship you have. And every case, as I said, must be looked at differently. And many times it is helpful to ask for advice in order to know how to approach it. But oftentimes the best thing you can do is to encourage a person and set a positive example for them to follow. Keep this in mind as we move through LOL, reflect upon our actions with other people, or sometimes a lack of action with other people, and then how we, of course, function with Hashem and, of course, ourselves. Wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.